doesn't take bagging on people and hitting them to evoke social change. It takes two main things to evoke social change. These two main reasons are risk and compassion. It takes risk to evoke social change because if you really want something to happen and change, you need to do whatever you can to make it change and happen. For example, in a video we saw in class called How Does Social Change Happen? It states that whenever you need to do whatever what needs to be done. This states that you need to risk whatever needs to be risked. Another main reason in order for social change to happen is compassion. Compassion is needed to evoke social change because people need to know where people are coming from and need to try to help them get on the right path. For example, in a TikTok that I saw in class, a prosecutor was in a case where he saw himself in the person he was prosecuting. He stated that I saw myself in this kid and I had compassion for him, so I treated him like how I would have liked to have been treated, as if I was in his own shoes, and I helped him close his case. This statement explains that compassion could help people better their future by setting them on the right path for success. It takes risk and compassion to evoke social change. These are two main reasons to evoke social change because if you really want something to happen, you need to risk everything knowing that it may not happen. And before having a feud with somebody, know where the opponent is coming from and have some compassion before feuding with them.